This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
Well, initially it was like, okay, I've lost my personality, my ego. That went on for a couple of years, and then eventually it's like, kick yourself in the backside and say, no more. You know, you have to look into yourself and say, what do you want to do? Go find out somewhere where you can do what you'd really like to do. There is an opportunity there.
Kelly and Company, sharing your stories.
Well, we've arrived at hour two of Kelly and Company. I'm at home studio in London, Ontario. Ramya Muthan at the home studio in Toronto. And wherever you're listening in around the world, thanks for being with us. Appreciate your time. No matter how you're taking in the show, whether it's the live performance at 2 p.m. Eastern or our, well, only repeat of the show live here on the network at 5. So used to the days when we had a couple of more than that. And I'm certainly sure for some people that was more than you needed. But you can also find us available from your favorite podcatcher as well. On Mondays and Tuesdays, we get a chance to talk to our community reporters. These folks join us from their location to tell us a little bit about things going on in their regions and to share with us some interesting stuff that they bring up. We might learn a little bit about their region, about something specific, or different events happening in their area. Kim Thistle joins us now with news from St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador. Kim, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Good afternoon. I haven't blown away yet. We've got very wicked winds, and then 13 degrees, and on Thursday, it's supposed to be a major snowstorm. So
that's
what's happening here in the middle of the
lake. You're getting buffeted. How high is the wind gusts?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. It feels like it's 100 or something, because I had to take my poor old planter outside, kept falling down. I had to take the wreath off the window, the door, because it seems like something is hitting the window, and it still feels like the windows are going to break. So, and we haven't even had our snowstorm yet. That's coming on, you know, Thursday. So I can only imagine, right? So it's crazy. But, you know, that doesn't mean you can't do enjoy Christmas activities, though, coming up. You know,
well, like, it sometimes gives you the feel. Maybe the warm temperature is a bit much. Once you get the snow, you definitely get the Christmas feel. Can we talk a little bit about the Mummers Festival?
I know. I think I talk about this pretty well every year. And I just give a heads up. I was very pleasantly surprised that there were so many options available. Like, I know last year, you know, with COVID and we weren't adjusting. So we've moved into, I call it, a new normal. So some of the activity, the two of the things I chose, yes, they're in person, but they're also available virtual, which is why I chose it, because no matter where you are in Newfoundland, Labrador, you can still access these events, which I think is a, you know, a testimony to COVID and you know, things can change to the positive. You know, I never had it in place before. Now we do have it. So those options are there. So that's why the activities that I chose, I mean, there's still, you know, events happening in pubs downtown and performers and, you know, the dance studios putting off Nutcracker, albeit, you know, we're out of words, you know what I mean, in your own bubble and spaced and things like that. So, yeah, so the Mummers Festival, as Ramya said, I do talk about it every year. And it's always a fun event. It's a two-week event. They do storytelling. You make an ugly stick or a hobby horse. An ugly stick is a stick that, I don't know if I explained before, is usually like a broom handle and you put a beer bottle tops on top of it, and you rub the stick up and down or bang it with the stick, and it make music with it, and people put a rubber boot on the bottom of it and decorate it, and it is truly an ugly stick that makes music. And the hobby horse is part of the Mummers tradition. So Mummers, maybe I should back off, that's a tradition that came over from England, Scotland and Wales, I can't remember exactly, I'm thinking maybe Ireland too, is dressing up and going visiting your neighbor. So you're in disguise and you play some pranks, but you show up at a person's door. You know, any mummer is allowed in, which means, are we allowed to come in? They dance, And, you know, they do a song, and someone comes with an accordion, typically, and they sing and they dance for you. But you got to guess who they are, because they're in disguise. And the disguise are very elaborate, you know, with pillows and pillowcases over your head. And the song, the popular Semini song, is any mummer's allowed in, and, you know, wearing his mother's big 42 bra on the outside of his clothes. And you know, men dressed up as women and women dressed up as men. So it's a great bit of fun. It's not as popular as it used to be, but it's getting a revival. So this Mummers Festival is part of In Town reviving it in 2 weeks, like I said, storytelling and thing. So they do have a Bowen Park on December the 11th at 1:30 to 4:00. There's going to be a parade that starts at 2 o'clock. So everybody that was involved in this festival, or even if I wanted to dress up and go down and join in the parade. The other good part, the virtual part, which is what I wanted to share, is that the rooms, and that's streaming Wednesday, December the 8th at 7 p.m. So they'll stream the costumes and the dress up and do a little mini parade then. Unfortunately, I don't think it will be described audio, but hopefully any of our, you know, our listeners tune in, that their families will, you know, give them a glimpse and a verbal description of it. So that's a little bit of tradition here in Newfoundland and Labrador.
Wow, that is cool. And in the sense of how long it's been around. And, you know, when you see stuff, I don't want to say dying off, because as you say, it's getting a bit of a revival. And I know, obviously, that it's not for everyone, as everything isn't. But the options of virtual or some of the in-person, I think that we're going to see that for a little while as things continue, Kim. So thanks. That's a great one. We'll put that up on the blog, ami.ca/KellyCo.
Yeah. Because life, you know what I mean? We got a new normal. So we want to make sure it's inclusive for everybody.
Exactly. Tell us about the Self-Guided Festival of Music and Light. This sounds like another awesome one for the holidays.
Exactly. Now, typically in downtown, in Bowen Park, beautiful park. I wish I had been able to take you. I still say that. It's a beautiful park in the city. There's a lot of beautiful parks, but, you know, this one's been around a long, long time. And, you know, there's a duck pond, and then there's an outdoor theater, and it's just beautiful going with your family in the playground and swimming pool. So they're going to do, every year they do a festival of light, and that's typically choirs and different groups coming, and they switch on the lights. We're not doing that, obviously, with COVID. So this time they're going to do it between November 29th, started then right on up into January 6th. Visit Bowen Park around the duck pond. It's a beautiful trail. Now, the trail, it's accessible because I walk that trail. And yes, it is a little bit of crushed stone, gravel, and a little bit of an incline, but it is accessible. You can rent a motorized scooter. But instead of, you know, showing up one night and we'll flick on the lights and we all sing and have hot chocolate, you do your own guided tour. So you come down, see the lights. The lights are on display. Do it on your own experience. And this is really cool. Now, I'm going to, if there's, you can access the audio show. So there's holiday audio music, festive songs from local musicians. So I love that. So you do it through your smartphone, camera, and the QR code, or a URL address through a web, or the FM station on an FM radio. So you go around and look at the light and listen to music at the same time. And it looked, I drove by the other night, was it yesterday, and I thought, oh, wow, it's looking good.
So interesting. So it's kind of like a, this is the gist on how they're running it during COVID as well, Kim?
Yes, yes, because you know, obviously we can't get everybody. When I went with my family many years ago, I mean, you were trying to find a park, place to park, and you were all packed in around the park and the pond, and you know, like those were the days, remember? So, like, you seem like so far away, like really, oh my God. But that's what it was. It was a big event, like we'll say November or December the 3rd. And that, you know, you'd show up and it'd turn on the lights and there's a big dew that way and hot chocolate. So this we still want to celebrate and enjoy the lights, the music, you access yourself. So walk around and you know, take it all in. And I know, and then even Mount Pearl, the city where I'm currently living, they have done up a field with lights in there too, to come, wow, come along, yeah, and have a look and get some pictures.
I really like the, what are they calling it? The all-terrain wheelchairs that you can borrow as well.
Yes, but you have to book in advance to do that. but and they have accessible parking, and it's very clear. What I was impressed, City of St. John's wrote all this on their website, right? You know, accessible parking, and the signage would be available here, and the signage here, and the descriptions will be available. I haven't gone down yet, but I am. I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, is part of my Christmas thing. You know, usually I see the Santa Claus parade, and we go down to Barron Park and see the lights. So, yeah. I still take in those things, just done a little bit different.
Yeah. Well, and something else that sounds like really something that people don't want to miss, because especially when you need that at holiday feel, the music is it, the Newfoundland Symphony Orchestra Digital.
Oh, I know. I put this in. Now, you can still see this live. I've done this years ago in that huge basilica with the phenomenal sound and the herd. There, you know, you're sitting in the church pew, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you're there for 2 hours. But, and the music and the symphony, but this is Newfoundland. They offer it virtual as well. Now, you still have to pay for your ticket, but it's like I thought, reasonable price. $21.91, you get it through the Arts and Culture Centre, or $17.03 for seniors. So buy your ticket and you get to see it virtually. So it brings it in your living room. So no matter where you're living in Newfoundland, Labrador, you could be in Hopedale, Labrador, or, you know, Wildbush, or Corner Brook, and you can listen to it on Saturday, December, that's the date here, December the 18th at 8 p.m. And if you enjoy the sympathy music, it was like breathtaking and very beautiful, and the sound. So maybe you need surround sound on your TV to truly appreciate it.
Wow. Well, and you know what? There's nothing like that feel in the space, because you can make the sound so little, or you can make the sound so big, and it, you feel it right through you, don't you?
Oh my gosh. And then, and especially where you've got the symphony, that, you know, the Philharmonic Orchestra, and then you have guests. They had sopranos, and they listed the individuals. I'm not familiar with them all, but I just thought it was just a lovely evening. Like, it, I don't know what it is. It just feels, I don't want to say religious or spiritual or anything like that, but it's just like, whoa, you know, the majesty of, if that's the right way to say it, of the music.
Yeah. Well, and it makes you feel that Christmas feel in the right place to be experiencing that. And I'm a person who loves when they break out the organ, get the pipes going and the whole play, but nothing else can compete with that except a beautiful symphony sound. So absolutely wonderful.
And you know what? You can listen. Well, you can listen in too. You can buy the ticket then, Kelly.
Oh,
and sit in your living room with your woolly socks is what I like. My blanket.
Well, if
and
you guys keep
Christmas tree going.
And if you keep getting that wind and everything there, you're definitely going to need the woolly socks. Kim, thank you. We're out of here. The best of the season to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Everything. And I've had a wonderful year with you guys. Looking forward to the new year. So
thanks, Kim.
Take care and happy new year. Take care.
Everything up on the blog, folks. AMI.ca/KellyCo. We take a quick break. We'll return with more. We'll visit with the W. Ross McDonald School students after this. You've been listening to Kellyed Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.